Well, good morning, everybody. You know, it's funny, there's three sets of readings for today's feast day of St. Peter and Paul, which we normally don't have on a Sunday, of course. It's normally during the week at some point, but it's a pretty big deal. The name of our cathedral in Indianapolis is St. Peter and Paul Cathedral. But last night, the readings were a little less charitable about these two fellas because it was the story of how Paul, St. Paul, before he was St. Paul, was Saul, and all the horrible things that he did in attacking the church and killing Christians, and his life of total godlessness until he met Jesus. And then it had Peter and how he denied Jesus three times. I don't know the man. I don't know who he is. I don't know who you're talking about. And it made me to think about, like, I mean, what if your most embarrassing and wicked stories of your life were written in the scripture for people to reflect upon and read? And then there's the conversion, right? Like, then there's the moment where Saul, who is godless, becomes Saint Paul, who wrote about half of the New Testament and who gave his whole life to preaching the message of salvation and the message of God's love to the Gentiles. And you had Peter, who, yes, he denied the Lord, and even Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan," to the guy. But then he has this conversion, and here he comes to this understanding that this is actually Jesus. We hear this today. You are the Christ. You are the Messiah. And Jesus says, "You, I will build my church on you." And so there's this beautiful conversion that happens for them. And we hear about their wickedness, and we hear about their sinfulness and their brokenness. But then we see the grace of God break through in their lives. And yeah, what if there was a book of the Bible with your name on it? And, you know, like, what stories would be in the pre-conversion part, you know? And how is it that God broke through and hopefully turned us into a saint? It's something to pray about. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.